As I said, the other way that we can look at DCIS is to look at the natural history. The proportion of DCIS that we detect is very small, and so we have a problem in the randomized clinical control trials, but we have even more of a problem if we want to look at the natural history, because these are patients who had disease which was either missed by the pathologist, heaven forfend, we never do that, or patients who refuse to have the further surgery. They've got a diagnosis and they don't want to have it taken out. And there really are, the numbers are, one could almost say ridiculously low. There are three series that I know of, and you can see the numbers in these series. There were 10 patients in that one, 28 in that one, and 4 in that one. And this is patients whose DCIS was missed, but had a symptomatic lesion. So they had something else going on there as well. And in those three series, you've got 60, 39, and 50% of patients developed invasive disease, which looks quite scary. The disease, in general, occurs later than it would do with high-grade disease. So you've got average 10 years here. I'll come back to that one here, 8 and 18 years post-biopsy. The problem with some of these series, and particularly with this one, which is the Nashville data, is that some of these patients seemingly developed invasive disease within a very, very short time period, so 6 months or a year. And in that situation, one does wonder whether that disease, invasive disease, was there all along and not detected, because you don't develop a 2-centimeter tubular cancer in 6 months, just not how it behaves. So there are some problems with this. But overall, from those series, you'd say 45% of patients who have symptomatic disease, which happens to have low-grade DCIS in it, will develop invasive cancer. Those are not the sort of patients that we're tending to see now. Hopefully your pathologists are not missing low-grade disease. And what we're